All right, I'm just talking about the embryonic juvenile hormone titers during the embryogenesis. And this is a strict, it's just only during the embryogenesis. And then the first part, I may confuse you a little bit because I'm going to talk about the like, history of how I get that kind of experiments, okay? Briefly, I'm just talking about the review, the articles. And first of all, unfortunately, this is first one is about the crickets. But I'm talking about the termites, but this is a good the literature review. And juvenile hormone turned on the cuticle formation in crickets. And when they just did it, they used a juvenile hormone as analog. And when they treated a specific the stage of the embryogenesis, they making the form the specific cuticle and during that specific stage. So they making deformed the orientation. And then the next one is Formosan termites. At that time, we published whenever the JH titer is increased, and they have a threshold, and we published about that threshold. If they just maintained less than the 30 picograms per individual, they always stay same cast, like a walker to walker, something like that. Okay, but if they just JH increased, and then the walkers you know, differentiate into the soldier cast. That's a period, no question. And then is the Scharf. They just published the 2005, and when they have treated specific JH, and I mean the JH3, and turned on the specific gene in the reticulotomies, and they making the specific, you know, organs in during the embryo as a specific cast system, walker to free soldiers. Okay. So this is a basic literature review. And based on that, is that we collected the primary reproductives. Primary reproductives means this is not the secondary reproductives. This is after they mating flight, and then they dropped, they lose the wings, they making female and male, and that is what we called primary reproductives. And so I collected between 2001 and through to 2005, for 5 years. And then this is kind of tricky. And first of all, is the 2001 we just collected, and then we measured the wet body, wet egg, its weight from the fertilized and unfertilized eggs. For unfertilized eggs, I got from the virgin females and virgin females put together, and they lay is unfertilized eggs. And then it's a male and females. As you know, they have a mate, and then they lay the fertilized eggs. And then we measure the JH titers as the fertilized and unfertilized. And then each sample have more than 100 eggs, sometimes 300, sometimes 500 eggs. It depends on which stage and when and where I can, you know, find. And then I'm just focused on the last one, the collection of embryo. And we just staged the 6 stages. Stage 1, that is 1 to 2 days old, is the embryo. And then the S2, stage 2, that's 4 days old and 4 days old. And beyond, in stage 6, that's 26 and 28 days old, is the embryo, oocytes, embryo, whatever. And because after 28 days in the lab condition, they hatch. Okay, so that is the window. There's 28 days, there's from the first day to the end, and then they hatch. And this is purely the unfertilized eggs, and fertilized eggs is the weight. And as we expected, the mated is the fertilized eggs have a heavier, but why? And then that is actually 2001 question. And then season finished because we cannot get any reproductives, so we just waited 2002. So based on this collection, I just measured the JH titers. And unfertilized eggs, they have is about 20 picograms per egg. And this is a fertilized eggs, they have about 30 picograms per the egg. And then this is 2002, and based upon that is we just have 7 days old after they just made it. This is a virgin, okay? After they are swarming, and I collected the virgin females, and put it there. After 7 days, I collected the eggs and pulled, and then this is a mated. And after 7 days, the same thing. I just pulled for the samples. So each age groups have maybe it's a 200 pairs, or sometimes 300 pairs, sometimes 500 pairs, depends on. Because sometimes I just made 1,000 pairs for the one stage, because sometimes they just, without reason, they collapse. That's it. And then I don't have any samples. So that's why sometimes I have more eggs, but anyway, I just based on the Jace Titer's picogram per egg, and it showed similar patterns, up and down, right? This is a mated as fertilized egg. It's down and up and down and up, same thing. But the point is, the unfertilized eggs, they just have a maximum, they have a 30 picograms per egg, and then they drop, and they never beyond more than 30 picograms. But this made it, the fertilized eggs, they started like about the 30 picograms and drop, and the two times higher, and then they drop again, and they have a three times higher. And why? Okay, maybe this one is, oh, hello. So, and then 2003 and 2004, at the time we found during the observation, there is some difference in morphological changes. And like a stage one, this is the 1 day old egg, very nice and very dense and very firm, healthy one. And that is what we call the stage one. And then this is stage two. They making the germ line is making the dividing, and then they just making on the one side, all right? This is stage two. This is about the 6 days old. And this is stage three. And they have a more germ line, and then they making the very dense, and then they making the, we cannot see here, but it's a real thing that you can see. So the vitellophage, it occurred, from is there, and it just start moving to the dorsal side, right? This is stage three. And then stage four, and this is after this stage four, that time is they've almost completed a dorsal closure. So because we can see the head area is a head is moved to and forming in the anterior part. And this is a stage five, and you can see a lot of the vitellophages occur from everywhere, and then head in anterior part in here. Okay, and then this is stage six, and this is and we cannot see this well. It developed the segmentation, but you can see all the legs and all the body. The segmentation is very clearly formed at the point. And then 28 days, about 27 days, what happened? They start hatching. All right, but still you can see sometimes the vitellophage is still occurring there. So based on that, we just are making it S1 through S6, and we just measure the Jace as a body weight, wet as an embryo weight. And the virgin case, this is interesting. This is they always virgin the unfertilized eggs. They always have a stage one and two. That's it. And then after we cannot see stage three, the embryo, because I think we assumed the primary reproductives, they just they realize something's wrong, so they just uptake, and then they start laying lay eggs. So they get back to the stage one and two, and stage one and two, all right. And so that's why the body weight is a little bit higher than, is a fertilized stage one. But is the S1 through S6, they gradually increased, all right. But the Jace Titer is a different story. And the virgin's case, yeah, it's about 30 picograms all the time. But S1, they have is 30 picograms, and then they just gradually decreased. And then, as I mentioned that, stage four, they almost completed the dorsal phage, dorsal closure, okay. At the time, maybe there is sometimes is the embryonic CA formed at that time, all right? Then stage five, they just dramatically increased like 4 to 5 times, all right? And then they start dropping. So as I mentioned that, the literature review and JH is very, very important to making forming specific cuticles during the embryogenesis, all right? And this is the whole family, incipient colony. Okay, so this is just only incipient, not the mature colony. Incipient colony is different. And this is first, second, third instars. Looks like a baby, you know, like a baby walkers. And we just published 2004. At the time, they have a threshold, as I mentioned, that they just always maintain below, is lower than 30 picograms per egg. Other than that, they go to the soldiers. But in that, this is never happened in mature cases. In CPN colonies, they have 45 or 50 days old, you know, the age colony, newly formed family, making the pre-soldiers, and after 10 days later, and making the soldier. So after 50 days, 1.5 months later, you can see soldier for guarding their family. All right, but it never happened in mature, you know, colonies. So the summary of this talk, the JH increase of embryos after dorsal closure coincide between Formosan termites and crickets. I just put in the some kind of assumption. And then JH, juvenile hormone from the maternal JH, might be used as a signal to initiate development for embryo CA. So as I mentioned, is that as a conclusion, I just made a typology during the embryogenesis. And the maternal JH actually involved in stage 1, 2, 3, barely 4. So maternal JH is responsible for making the embryonic CA, and then this is making there is produced incipient JH, and then this JH is responsible for JH stage 5 and 6, and then making the more the advanced, and it's a, like a embryonic, the organs and tissues, and then they eventually they emerge and into the first instar of larva. Okay, so this is my talk, and any question and comments?
How did you measure the titers of JH?
Long story, but we pull the eggs, and then we just use internal standards, and then homogenized, and then we use GC mass and for the quantification. And so. Yes, sir.
In 1964, we have discovered with Professor Williams of Harvard that tiny amounts of juvenile hormone given to the embryonic development will cause ovicidal effect. And ready for later found, this is at the period of blastocinesis, so that the presence of juvenile hormone in the embryo was absolutely fatal. Now, how can you explain your experiments with this?
That's why I just put the typology of the JH. So I'm going to talk about that as an after talk. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Given that JH can be bound to the telogen, do you think it can be preserved that way? Do you think that basically it's sequestration from the internal form that really
very possible. But you know, after the hurricane, I didn't have any time to continue that the subject. So yeah. But if I have time, if I have a chance to do so, maybe. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.